A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll out today shows President Biden's approval rating jumped 8 points since last month. The poll also shows broad support for the economic sanctions the U.S. and allies have leveled against Russia, which the president touted in his State of the Union address on Tuesday.
Russia's Vladimir Putin sought to shake the very foundations of the free world, thinking he could make it bend to his menacing ways. But he badly miscalculated.
NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro is with us now. Hi there.
Hey there.
So many presidents get a bump after their State of the Union address. How significant is this 8-point leap?
Yeah, we've actually only seen an increase of 4 points or more after a State of the Union address 6 times in history. 3 of those times, it actually was for Bill Clinton in the 1990s. So it's very unique to see an 8-point jump. I mean, we see Biden's approval rating, for example, now at 47%. It was just a couple weeks ago at 39%, which was the lowest he'd seen in his presidency and in the NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll.
So we mentioned that it's broad support for the administration's sanctions on Russia. But what other details do we learn from this poll about the feelings of Americans on the Russian invasion of Ukraine?
Yeah, I think that this is a real reason why we're seeing this increase for President Biden. You're seeing a real rally around the flag moment, but it's around the Ukrainian flag. That's something that sometimes presidents benefit from when there's a war and people rally around the American flag. But this is really, we've seen worldwide support for Ukraine and the Ukrainian people standing up to Vladimir Putin and his invasion of Ukraine. And you saw that during the State of the Union, where the temperature was taken down some, aside from a couple of the usual suspects who are heckling the president. But you saw a lot of blue and gold ribbons and pins, and that's really reflected in the broader sentiment in this survey of the American people overall, because 83% support the sanctions, the economic sanctions that have been leveled by the West. Even if energy prices were to go up, we asked those who said that they would support this in the first place. We said, would you still support it if energy prices, gas prices would go up? We still saw 7 in 10 saying that they would support it, including a majority of Republicans. So you're seeing a broad support for combating Russia and what they're doing there. And you were seeing President Biden gain from that. His Ukraine handling is up 18 points to 52%. It was only 34% a couple weeks ago before Putin's invasion.
So less than a minute here, Domenico, but what news is there for Biden and the Democrats as we head into the midterm elections later this year?
Well, what's key for him, you know, in addition to that, we saw his economic handling jump 8 points to 45%. You saw some good news with the economic numbers today. And inflation is the top concern for a lot of Americans. He addressed that in his State of the Union address. And that is a big key for whether Democrats maybe don't win back the House, but whether or not they can at least stem some of their losses. They need the president's ratings to rebound.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thanks so much.
You're welcome.